I want to turn back to another topic that we've also been heavily invested in. Wait times, burnout, nurses, doctors, staff at the Ottawa Hospital, other area hospitals saying that they are at a devastating moment. We are at a crisis in our healthcare and that people are about to snap. We also know that nurses are already leaving the profession. Some of them are considering it. It's difficult right now to get by. We're scraping by. We're understaffed. Wait times are long. Wanted to do a check-in with Rachel Muir, who's a registered nurse and the bargaining president for the Ontario Nurses Association, Local 83. Hi, Rachel. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Hello.
I do not want to lose sight of this viral season, COVID, RSV, also influenza, many people getting sick out there. And I understand that the staff at the Ottawa Hospital, that they're getting very tired. How have things been in the last couple of days?
It's the same. They're tired. They're overworked. Wait times are long. It just never ends. It's just a constant cycle of the same.
How are the wait times recently?
They're still very high. They're still far too high. Yes, if you are critically injured or critically ill, you're seen quickly. But for most people, you're looking at wait times of 20 plus hours.
20 plus hours.
Yes.
What happens during that period? Can you give us a sense if somebody comes in, they're waiting that long, how much interaction do they have with the healthcare professionals?
It will depend on why they're there. And it'll depend, obviously, on their health situation. So if they start to deteriorate, they'll be seen by more people, seen more quickly. But generally speaking, it's a quick assessment when you walk in, and then you sit in the waiting room and you wait until somebody can see you. And because of staffing shortages, there's not a lot of people available to just go in and check up on you. Yes, they do because it's important that they are checked up on, because as has been so sadly illustrated in other provinces, if they're not checked on, conditions deteriorate and people die. And the concern here is that we're going to experience the same thing at some point.
Rachel, you and I have been in fairly frequent contact. I believe the last time that we spoke was the beginning of October or later on in late September. How has it been compared to then? Has it gotten better? Is it about the same? Is it worse?
I wish I could say it had got better, but it has not. Our staffing is still critical. And now we're heading with both feet into the flu season. We're still combating COVID. So it's getting worse. People don't have family doctors. People can't go to walk-in clinics, like all that sort of thing. So the first place they come to is the emergency department. And it's so busy. It's unmanageable.
And how are your nurses managing?
Barely, very barely. Morale is extremely low. Burnout is extremely high. We are losing more nurses than we are hiring, so which puts on additional workload and stressors onto the nurses who remain. So they leave. Sick leave is high in nurses because they are also exposed to the very things that are bringing patients into emergency departments. So they're also exposed to the flus and all these respiratory infections that are so prevalent in our communities at the moment. So they're getting sick, which further exacerbates our staffing shortage because we have no wiggle room. We don't have enough, assuming nobody gets sick. So as soon as you have sick calls, your staffing is even worse.
What sort of hours do they keep, the nurses that are still there, the ones that keep on?
Some of them are working as many as 12 out of 14 days in a pay period, 12 to 16 hours at a time. They're all doing at least one or two overtime shifts within a pay period, so within a two-week period, often more. So they're working as a phenomenal number of hours within a relatively short period of time.
12 out of 14 days, very physically demanding as a job, isn't it? And those are long shifts, not only just to keep your wits about you, to keep your mind on what you're doing because you're so tired, but even physically to be walking around the hospital.
Exactly. And having done those 16-hour shifts myself, you are so tired, you literally trip over the lines in the tile because you can't pick your feet up. That's how physically tired you are. And that's just when you've done one overtime shift. You've just added 4 hours onto your 12-hour shift. So you imagine if you're doing that repeatedly, it gives you some perspective as to just how tired and by association, just how burnt out nurses are.
Tell me then, Rachel, what was your reaction yesterday with that turn of events? It was a bit of a roller coaster with the Ontario court striking down Bill 124, which was the bill limiting public sector wage increases. Your nurses would be impacted by that. But then, just hours later, the Ford government saying they plan to appeal.
We were thrilled that the decision went in our favor. And the rationale that was provided is right on. We were not surprised when Ford is going to appeal it. But again, it's this mismanagement of money. And the repealing of 124 is the first step in keeping nurses in the profession. So that's what needs to be done. Is it's a small step. Is it going to bring them back? It might. It might start them to rethink coming back because now we can actually negotiate because it's been proven that our constitutional charter rights were negatively impacted in a very significant manner. But then for Ford to go on and waste more millions on appealing this, it's just unconscionable. But we will continue to fight that too.
But how much longer do you think the healthcare professionals, and I know you can only speak for nurses, how much longer do you think they can be in this situation? Because what you're telling me sounds pretty untenable. People dragging their feet, tripping over lines because they're so tired, they can barely see what's in front of them. How much longer can we sustain that?
We can't. It's not sustainable. And we've been saying this for many, many months now. It is not sustainable. And unless something is done immediately, then our healthcare system is going to implode. And we are skirting that line right now. We're already seeing surgeries being canceled. We're already seeing long wait times for procedures, long wait times in emergency departments. If you're admitted, you wait up to 48 hours sometimes more in an emergency department waiting to get into a bed on a nursing unit. That is a system that is collapsing. And we keep put forward on numerous occasions to this government how we can help start to turn this tide. And the suggestions fall on deaf ears.
Always appreciate the time, Rachel.
Thank you for having me again. I appreciate speaking to you.
Rachel Muir, a registered nurse, bargaining president for the Ontario Nurses Association, Local 83.